Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Il Cinema Ritrovato in Bologna, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jay Weisberg, who is the director of Giornata del Cinema Muto, the Pordenone Silent Film Festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, thanks for having me.
So, first question is, it's just a very simple one for the listeners who might not be familiar with the Giornata del Cinema Muto. Would you like to kind of tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The Giornata has been, it's the, many will say, the most important silent film festival, archival silent film festival. This will be our 35th edition. So it's an entire week, only one cinema, one large cinema, where from 9 in the morning until generally just before midnight, there are screenings of only archival silent films, always with live music. And the live music can be everything from a simple piano to a quartet to a full orchestra.
And now you're the director, but you obviously have a history with the festival. You were involved with it before.
Yeah, that's right. I've always been wearing two hats for a long time. One is as a film critic, because I've been working as a critic for Variety since 2003. But also my heart has always really been in the archival world, in silent cinema world in particular. And so I've done programming for the Pordenone Silent Film Festival. I did a big program on British detectives in silent film quite a few years ago. And then I was also co-curator of a program on the Barrymores, John Ethel and Lionel Barrymore, and that was a couple of years ago. So I've been keeping hands in both worlds, both the academic world in a way, the archival world, as well as the contemporary cinema world.
Is there anything that you can kind of anticipate about this year's edition in terms of the screenings?
I can. I'm particularly excited. We're going to be doing a big William Cameron Menzies exhibition, not exhibition rather, but series. He, of course, is the art director. He won the first Academy Award for art direction. And our closing night film is going to be a new print of Thief of Baghdad. One of the exciting things about that screening is that a terrific conductor named Mark Fitzgerald has been researching the original score, which hasn't really been performed since the film came out. And so he's adapting it for a full orchestra, or readapting it for a full orchestra. And at Pordenone on the last night, we're going to be having a gala that's going to be premiering this extraordinary score and print of Thief of Baghdad.
That sounds great. And and aside from the screenings itself, is there any parallel events or anything else that will be happening at the festival?
We don't really have any parallel events in terms of sort of presentations and stuff. We have every day there's a sort of seminar, a one-hour seminar, where archivists, academics, people who are involved in various programs will speak. Anybody can come to that. They'll be connected to, by chance actually, this year, the festival. There's a wonderful exhibition space nearby called Villa Manin, and they're doing a very large John Cobal exhibition, and Cobal was one of the great collectors of classic Hollywood photographs, portraits, as well as stills. So there's going to be a major exhibition there, and we'll be making some kind of shuttle service back and forth between the Giornate and Villa Manin, which takes about half an hour maybe. But otherwise, it's a very much a kind of intense week-long event that we're very keen on keep expanding its audience. And one of the things that I'm very that I keep on proselytizing about is that we tend to think of silent cinema as being a kind of niche area, but in order to understand where we are today in cinema, we need to know our past. We need to be excited and appreciative of the extraordinary visual repertoire, the extraordinary fluency that silent cinema began. To understand cinema today, we need to understand what happened before. And it's not good enough just to say, yes, I know John Cassavetes, and therefore I know all of modern cinema, or I know Quentin Tarantino, I know all of modern cinema. That's nonsense. The amount of experimentation and excitement in early cinema is overwhelming when you're sitting there and immersed in it.
Silent cinema is still kind of, you know, considered not to be as accessible as a lot of other types of cinema. What is the kind of challenge, the initial challenge that people see and view in a silent film that they don't see in other types of cinema?
I think there are several challenges that we're still facing, and it is an uphill battle. One of the problems is availability. Often the films actually now are more available on DVD than ever before, but people aren't really buying them. So I think the problem is quality of prints, quality of projection, and overall, I would say also quality of music. And one of the things that I'm always arguing is that the right accompaniment makes a silent film feel completely modern. But when you have techno, when you have electro pop, which has become the fashion by people who think this is going to bring in younger audiences, what that does is it makes the music feel really new and it makes the film look really old. And for me, it's counterintuitive. It just doesn't work. When you have something that actually melds together and that is the right accompaniment, that doesn't mean it's old-fashioned. It doesn't mean it's fuddy-duddy. It means that it melds organically with the film, that the musicians are sensitive to the screen. Then it becomes a complete experience and it becomes a modern experience. And I think that too many people haven't appreciated and haven't experienced that kind of screening. And that's one of the things that we're very keen on doing, is recreating those kinds of screenings that make everything come alive, both music and cinema.
So aside from the festival, I would like to sort of ask you something, something maybe a little broader, but when the sound came along and talkies came along, it's generally seen as the evolution of film in general. But I also believe, though, that silent cinema was sort of a fully formed art in its own right. Do you kind of view them as separate?
I suppose I see... It's a really excellent question. I suppose I see it both ways. It's always one of my problems, is I tend to see two sides when I wish I was more doctrinaire about one. I think, without question, it was a fully formed art form. By the time that sound came in, and in terms of fluency of camera, fluency of visual expression, it still, to my mind, can't be beat. However, and of course, in the early years of sound, even in the early years of sound, there were also extraordinary directors who were learning how to use it with all of the with their hands tied behind their backs because of the heaviness of the equipment and all of that, but. Of course, very quickly it developed into a visual medium. It was always a visual medium, but using it in a kind of fluency that had already existed during the silent period. But I always have a hesitant relationship with the word evolution also, because it tends to have the connotation of something that's improving the whole time, and I don't know that we are improving. It's... when I do workshops with young film critics, I tell them, never write a review that says, oh, this is the first time in cinema that this has been seen. I say, how do you know? Here in Bologna, for example, in 2007, when they were showing something like 80 or more, probably, films from 1907, I've never been so amazed at the sense of experimentation and the sense of excitement of cinema then. So we have to constantly adapt our minds to the idea that it's not really in a continuum that keeps on going up and up and up. There is a continuum, but it kind of shuttles back and forth, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say. And I don't know that I'm being really clear.
Maybe evolution wasn't the right word. Maybe like transformation.
Yeah, no, I think both words actually are accurate. And mutually... separate and equal, maybe? Separate and complementary. That's probably a better way of putting it.
Okay, just a very last question. We're in Bologna here at Il Cinema Ritrovato. I know that you've been going to quite a few screenings, of course. Is there anything in particular that caught your eye, that you any screening that you particularly enjoyed that you would like to talk about?
There have been, as always, there are several. The only problem with this festival is that there are so many gems, you're constantly struggling to figure out which one you're willing to miss. My joke is it's a Sophie's choice every day. So I've seen some wonderful things, and not just silent. And that's, I think, another thing to point out, is that the people who are interested in silent film also like talkies. There was an extraordinary Jacques Becker film from 1945 called Falbalas that I adored. That was a real revelation for me. The Lumières that they're showing from 1896 just put us into another world that is magical. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like sometimes it's like stepping into a fairy tale, and particularly I think with everything that's happening in the world at the moment, to give to allow ourselves a moment of pause. And to put ourselves back, not that things were great in 1896, of course they weren't, and it's ridiculous to even think that, but it's nice to take ourselves out of the current moment, no matter what was happening. Many of these films help us to do that. The early Universals have been exceptional and beautiful prints. I'm hoping that they are released on DVD, and I imagine they will be, but still the opportunity to see them on the big screen is terrific. King of Jazz, which was a film from 1930 that I've only seen in lousy prints. I have a bad CD of the music. To see it on the big screen, to see it in the most extraordinary two-strip Technicolor restoration I've ever seen, where the colors really sing, is just great. So there are constant discoveries, and that's one of the things I love about this festival, is that even when you think you know something, then you go and you watch it in a new print or something, and it's a revelation every day.
And a discovery, especially at a festival like this, where a lot of the gems are undiscovered, a lot of them for a lot of people here. Well, thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking with you, and thank you very much for your fascinating answers. Let's remind our listeners, what are the dates for the Pordenone Silent Film Festival?
It's October 1st through 8th. Pordenone is 1 hour north of Venice. It's a really easy train ride from Mestre.
Thank you very much once again.
Thank you.
And this is Red Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.